Giant 96 Real Radio and Penny Lane, and very, very excited because tonight, Shelbyville, we're going to be lit up at Capone's Speakeasy in the studio with me. I know I've got phone calls today. The phones have been ringing off the hook, and he is here now with his band and Angel, too, Mr. Wei Jennings. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
So you've got a show tonight.
Yes, we're in the Capone Speakeasy tonight.
In Shelbyville?
In Shelbyville, yeah.
Kicking off at 8 o'clock. You go on the stage at 9 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
You've been doing lots of traveling all across the United States.
Yes, ma'am. I'm pretty much ice skied here.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You went through the snowstorm.
Yeah, the Adirondacks.
Yeah, it's not. Now, you're originally from?
I was born in Dallas, Texas.
Born in Dallas, Texas. And so you're probably not used to all that cold weather.
I wouldn't, but I'm getting used to it.
You're getting used to it now, huh? So, well, wonderful. So you grew up in country music.
Yes, ma'am.
So it had to be super delightful.
Oh, yeah. Actually, when I was younger growing up, I wasn't no different than any other kids, really, you know. But once I got older and I found out my grandfather was a legend, it got kind of different.
Yeah. How old were you then, about when you figured it out?
Well, I knew he was a musician when I was about eight, seven, six, around that area. But I didn't really click until I was about 13. I got all shy and didn't ever get back on stage with him.
So give me your first memory of music.
My first memory of music. Well, when I was real young, I was at my grandfather's show, and my grandmother does the show. A lot of people have heard this story already, but that's my first memory. But my grandma uses a wireless mic, and she come off the stage, and she sat her mic down in the chair next to me. And then me being a kid, I just picked it up and run back out on stage. And they were doing Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And I started the song way off key and in the wrong time. But and my grandfather said, hold on, Ross, wait for me. And then after that, it was just, you know, fun to me. So, yeah, it was good times. I got to witness a lot of things as a kid that I'm happy about.
When did you decide that this is what you would like to do for your career?
I still ain't decided that. No, when I was about 30 years old, my mama passed away of lung cancer. And she asked me to try to do something with this.
Really?
And honestly, a friend of mine on Facebook at the time called me from Louisville, Kentucky, and they were doing a David Allen Coe benefit down there when he had that car wreck. Uh-huh. And that was my first show. And we got so much publicity off that one show that we were booked up the rest of the year. So,
wow.
I just ain't never stopped.
Meant to be.
I guess.
What do you enjoy most about the business?
Music and the people. I've made a lot of great friends around this country over the last few years. And I wouldn't trade them for the world. I mean, we don't make a whole lot of money, but we make a lot of friends. So that's good. Yep, my truck gets paid more than I do.
That's really?
Yeah.
So tell me about your band.
Oh, I guess the first person that I met in this band would be Mr. Jack Stephen Dempsey here on bass guitar. I guess he's playing 12-string right now. But I was out in Lubbock, Texas, doing auditions for a band out there because I moved back there after my cousin passed away. And he showed up out there, and I guess, seven other people showed up? And he was the one that stuck. And then he come back down with a whole bunch of more musicians. And we've been up and down these highways ever since. So. By the way, his name is Jack Stephen Dempsey. You can find him on Songwriter, which is writer, like motorcycle rider.
All right.
He's got a new album coming out, or is it already out?
It'll be out.
So be looking for that. He's a great musician, great songwriter, singer. So, yep.
Wonderful.
Danny Thompson on lead guitar over here.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the most fantastic guitar players I've met in my life. Just don't tell him I said that.
All right, we won't tell him.
Now you heard that. Thank you. You've been deaf for 2 months and you hear that.
Deaf musician.
Selective hearing. You know how that goes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Man,
easy.
Huh? Well, no, me and him, we've gotten pretty close over the last year.
Yeah, it's been about a year now.
And I guess I just hired the rest of his family after that. This is Colby Thompson. He's my drummer, and he's also Danny's nephew.
That's my nephew.
That's fun.
Leah don't work for me, but I've tried to hire her 4 or 5 times. This is Jackson's new wife right here. They're newlyweds.
Lovely. That's neat.
And I'm pretty sure you lost your dog.
Yeah, I lost my dog Daisy.
You've been
She's found a new home over there. She's not very loyal, is she?
And of course, this is Angel Gonzalez. She's my fiance, my booking agent, my manager, my merch girl, and a whole lot of other
You're
things.
You're a lucky man.
I can't say on radio.
No, but she's been a pleasure to speak to on the phone and got this interview all set up.
Oh, she's
up,
great.
So very,
she's great.
You're a lucky man.
I'm a very lucky man. I tried doing this without her one time, and it just didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
That woman right there is the whole backbone of this thing.
Behind every good man, strong woman.
Yeah, and behind every mediocre man, there's a good one, too. How do you do?
So, Capone Speakeasy, you're going to be there tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I'll be there.
Really nice venue. Have you seen it before?
I don't believe I've ever been there.
It's beautiful. I mean, like, the atmosphere inside, it's real vintage.
And it
yeah,
neat.
It's neat. It's like pedal cars and
yeah.
Oh,
really?
A lot of history. Oh, yeah. I walked in there, I was like, oh, this place is cool.
It very
so, it's neat.
Yeah. I was thinking
really
about Tommy guns and stuff all over the place.
Well, maybe there's one up there, you know? Probably is. So tell us about the show tonight. What can we expect?
Oh, I have no idea what you can expect. We're going to have a great time one way or another.
All right.
We really don't have a genre. You know, we play a little bit of rock, a little bit of blues, a little bit of country, a little bit of other.
I like it that way. A bunch of great music.
I mean, I like to give our fans a lot of Waylon, you know what I mean, because they like to hear Waylon, but I pepper it throughout the set list. And then I force feed on me. It's like, you want to hear more Waylon, you're going to listen to this first.
That's awesome. Can we hear one now?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I wrote this song when I almost lost the love of my life over there. And it's called If You're Gone. I was sitting at the table this morning, thinking about you, and I was wondering if you were coming back home. What the hell I'm gonna do if you're gone? What'll I do if you're gone? For years now, I've been thinking about ways to be a better man. And I know I may have let you down, but that don't mean we can't be friends. And I don't know what's going on, or if it's anything at all, but I can't keep holding on to something that is gone. Girl, tomorrow when I wake up, I'll be putting my boots on, and I'ma walk out, get in my truck, fire it up, and I'ma be long gone. So if you're ever gonna start talking, I suggest you do it now. 'Cause once and tail lights disappear around the bend, they won't be coming back around. It didn't have to go this way, but it did, and there's nothing I can do. But like I said, I ain't gonna keep holding on to something that ain't really true. What are you? I better go ahead and go, but I tell you all the loving
see each other again. But it won't be the same. And I hope we both smile, girl, and remember the day we were one, you were mine, I was yours all the time. Things were good, things were bad, we were happy, we were sad.
Mr. Way Jennings. It's pretty special. Is that going to be on your new album that's coming out?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know about approximately when? I know you're working on it.
I keep saying dates and they keep coming up different. real soon. I'm going to tell you real soon.
Real soon.
If it ain't out before 2018, I'm going to go get hit by a truck.
Now, you know, it's pretty cool that you get to travel with Angel and be on the road together. That's pretty neat.
We're pretty fortunate.
That is real fortunate.
Me yet, yeah.
And then also too, you know, your guitar player does too with his wife. That's pretty neat.
It is pretty rare.
No,
the guitar player has no wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected on that one. Thanks, sorry. So, whoops. I'm glad.
I worked a long time as a road musician without my wife on the road with me. I promise you that.
Yeah. So,
many years.
Well, I think it's neat that way, though.
Yeah,
you know,
she said she's going to kill him if she didn't marry him.
Yeah.
If he didn't marry him, he'd take her on the road with him.
So, and enjoyed your song, too. And how can we follow you online?
I have a Facebook page, Way Jennings in the Early Morning.
Okay.
I'm also on Bands of Town. My album is available on iTunes, Apple Music, and just everywhere you can buy music.
Right.
On Spotify.
CD Baby.
Way Jennings. That's W-H-E-Y.
Yeah.
So, and tonight you're going to, now, will you have CDs and merch available at the show at Capone's tonight?
I have a few CDs left with me. I don't know how many I got. We're supposed to be having some more made as we speak.
So if you want one, you got to get there early then, right?
Yeah, you got to get there early if you want one. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, Capone's Speakeasy. You'll be there tonight, 8 o'clock. Way Jennings, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Once we leave here tonight, we're going to, let's see, we've got Capone's Speakeasy tonight, and then tomorrow we're at Bourbon Street on Main in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, from 7 to 9. And then we take off to Arizona for 3 weeks.
3 weeks in Arizona.
3 weeks in Arizona.
Believe it or not, we've got a lot of listeners in Arizona, too. So.
All right. Well, great. Hey, Arizona, how you doing?
So, a little warmer there this time of the year.
I'm hoping.
You know, well, it is.
Yeah, the Adirondacks took it out of me.
Every time I go to Arizona, I always have to have my water bottles with me because it gets, you know, it's nice. Short.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Adirondacks. I love going up here to Tupper Lake and seeing all my buddies, but about killed me coming back down that mountain this time.
Mr. Way Jennings, thank you so much for coming on a trip with Penny Lane, and excited to see you tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.